Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1421. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Memer Bar Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Lerfu Shleim Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'chel. So, an interesting question. There's a lot of interesting questions in Hachana. A lot of times it comes in shuls, Kiddush Levana, right? So Kiddush Levana is Motzei Shabbos. Many shuls try and do it Motzei Shabbos, and depending on the time and whatever the case is. Okay, but the question is, most shuls have Kiddush Levana cards. You have these cards, which is, right, it has the Kiddush Levana on it. And so fine. So after Marv, whatever the case is, the minion finishes Marv, and somebody takes the Kiddush Levana cards, they put it out on the table, and they call out Kiddush Levana, and everybody goes out to be Mechadish Levana. So the question is, let's say I come into Shul, and before Marv, I want to take the Kiddush Levana cards and put it out on the table. Like this, we'll have the Kiddush Levana cards ready right after Marv. So, you know, why do I want to do that? In general, the reason is because, if you think about it, to save time afterwards. Like this, everybody could just grab a card and go out. But the problem is, in other words, grab a card, go out, and mechadesh levana, make it easier. In other words, what would happen? We finish everything. Now somebody has to take the Kiddush Levana cards, put them out on the table. It takes a little bit of time, right? So it's a quick thing, but it could take a minute or two, whatever, till everybody gets the card and so on. So the question is, the person, they want to put it out before Marv, everybody's in shul, and before we start Marv, I'll just take the Kiddush Levana cards and put it out on the table. But the question is, the thing is, if you think about it, these Kiddush Levana cards are being put out on the table for L'chol. I mean, we're not being Mechadesh Levana on Shabbos, right? We're going to daven Marv. Shabbos will be over officially, depending on this man, and then we go out and we're Mechadesh Levana, even to the extent that many of us who hold 72 minutes, there's different zman and people hold, but many of us hold 72 minutes after Shabbos, as far as, you know, Shabbos being over. So if there's no Erev, a lot of times we have it, if there's no Erev, a lot of times I know on Yom Kippur we have it by us sometimes, but there's no Erev, let's say, so I want to go out with the Kiddush Levana card, but it's not 72 minutes after this man, yeah. It's not the zman is not over. Let's say they finish Marv and it's 68 minutes. So I have to wait to 4 minutes. So why have to wait to 4 minutes? Because I'm going to take out the Kiddush Levana card and I'm going to be carrying it outside. Right? So I want to wait till after the 72 minutes. If that's what a person holds. Some people hold less. It's fine. So the question is, it's something. In other words, what I'm trying to get at is by those cards are really 100% for Chayil, for after Shabbos. So now if I go ahead and take out the Kiddush Levana cards out of its slot or space, and I put it out on the table. So I'm mamish doing a preparation for the week. So somebody will tie in, somebody could say, well, it's such a quick thing. How long does it take? I take the cards off the shelf and I put it out on the table. It takes 2 seconds. It's not even a. So we saw in the Mishabura, actually, way back when we first started the halachas of Hachana, that even a small action, even a quick little action, is a question of Hachana, right? There's no real length guidelines as to how long the action itself has to take. Okay, so we went through various different cases. If a person needs it for now, we spoke about the dishes. Those are various different cases. But over here, if it's a real case of achana l'chol for mamish right after Shabbos, even though it's a quick action, the Mishabura said pretty emphatically that even a small action would be a problem if it's really for 100% after Shabbos, and I'm doing it now on Shabbos. Okay, now the other fact will say, well, it's a mitzvah. What do you mean? Kiddush Levana is a big mitzvah. It's a very big mitzvah. But we said also by Hachana, if somebody does an act of Hachana, right, something for the week, right, for after Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah, that doesn't make it okay. There's nothing brought down in Shulchan Aruch whereby, oh yeah, if it's a mitzvah, I'll be able to do it. So one has to be careful in those cases. If one, for whatever reason, wants to put out the Kiddush Levana cards before Mariv, they would have to wait till after Maariv to put it out. Now, I didn't want to say it on my own. I spoke it over with a Rav, and with Rabbi Horowitz, his name, and he mentioned also, he says, Lamaisa, it's an action. The person's doing an action, as opposed to Dibor talking, which sometimes, depending on the case, what went and where, we have to still go through that a little bit. Could be a little bit easy in certain instances, right? We spoke about the last shir, possibly the same Talamot de Lavracha, but maybe it's for now. Okay. But be it as it may, the bottom line is it's a real action and it's for after Shabbos. And he mentioned this, Rabbi Horowitz, that Lamaisa, the way he sees it, it would be a real case of Achana L'chol. It's sort of similar to the case of the with the Magzer. We spoke about if somebody brings a Magzer to Shul, or even somebody brings a Megillah to Shul for afterwards. So if they learn it on Shabbos, so fine, so then that's good. But just bringing these things can be done. So the person will say, well, what about, could I take up my Siddur for Maariv, right? Maybe I can't take my Siddur off the shelf. I want to go down for Maariv, right? But I want a Dav Mar, but I need a Siddur. So maybe I can't take the Siddur off the shelf. I have to wait till after this month. So over there, it's a Dav Pashat. Obviously, we all understand. Maariv, first of all, Maariv, you're davening while it's still Shabbos, right? You're saying Atachan and Tanu and whatever the case is. But the bottom line is still Shabbos when you're davening. So you really do the Siddur you're taking out to daven from now. It's all part of Shabbos. Maariv is part of Shabbos. Shabbos in general is not over, right? You're saying Atachan and Tanu and you're davening Maariv, and most shuls start davening Maariv before Shabbos is over anyways, you know, depending on this man that you hold. So that's a double pasha. Taking out the Siddur is not an issue. Even if somebody, there's an Erev, right? There's an Erev. There's no problems of carrying. So I bring my own Siddur to Shul. That's what I do, let's say, right? So could I bring my own Siddur to Shul for Maariv? Yeah, why not? If you have an Erev, you're allowed to carry. Maariv is being done on Shabbos. Maariv is being recited. Maariv is being davened on Shabbos, right? While it's still Shabbos. So that's not a problem. But again, you're going to bring a Magzer for tonight, and it's Yom Tif, let's say, so that you can't do, unless your person's Taka, going to be davening Maariv possibly from the Magzer now, or whatever the case is, and, or something along those lines, you know, and it's still Shabbos. Again, depending on the case, usually that's the case anyways. If it's tonight, it's Yom Tif, so whatever. But if somebody, let's say, like a Kinnis for Tisha B'Av, something along those lines, Maariv, Yom Tif, Maariv, Magzer wouldn't be such a good example, because usually it's going to be anyway still Shabbos then anyways. But be it as a may, a kinnis or a megillah, these type of things, these are all things, even though being a mitzvah, are all done for after Shabbos. So the same thing would be with the Kiddush Levonikads. One should be careful to wait till after this month, till after Maariv, which is usually after this month. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch HaKol Tov.